Season 11, Episode 10, Line in the Sand of Vanderpump Rules. We are Vanderpodcalypse now.
Yes.
We're back in.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rebecca.
Yeah.
And you're here with us to talk for less than an hour about this episode.
It's an hour. It's an hour or less. We promise.
We promise. We know your time is valuable.
Yeah. And ours isn't.
Ours is not. We could be here for hours and days. I was on a text chain with someone who's like, should I start VPR? And it was like, I like quadruple text. I was just like, and they're like, I don't know. It's just like pretty people in a restaurant, right? And I was like, do not even fucking play with me.
No.
Do not play with me. And I said that. I was like, I actually voiced it. I was like, do not play with me, person I don't know, because I don't have their name. It's just their number. You don't know who
that's
you're fucking
you.
Talking
that's
to. That's
pretty brave of you because they know who you are. But
I do.
I want to say, because you might not mention it, is that Rebecca is the guest in the new episode of We Signed an NDA.
That's right. I wouldn't have mentioned
it. Ann and Amanda. You wouldn't have mentioned it.
No.
Make sure to check that out.
Yeah,
I
really
am also going to be in a future episode. Already recorded it.
Yeah.
I didn't sign an NDA, but I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I don't want you to get too excited because it's all very exciting. Yeah, it's all very you know what I mean? There's deep cuts.
And
things that cut deep, so.
I will say, I'm not sure if this made the I think it did. On my episode, we talked a ton about celebrities that we have known and met. So it was pretty juicy and a haunted story from a producing gig that I had way back when. Very fun. It was really fun to talk to Ann and Amanda. They're super nice. And hopefully we'll have them back on at some point.
And if you haven't, if you're a first time listener, Ann is in a very recent episode and she kind of gives us some insight, gives us some more deep cuts. And if you haven't subscribed wherever you're listening, please rate and review if you can. Just putting that out there,
Get the business out of the way. We've got lots of exciting things in the pipeline, but I know why you're here. And it's not to talk about the pipeline.
Yeah.
It's to talk about Burbank, California, and the adjacent areas around West Hollywood. I really like this episode. I thought it was really it's that episode where they did the drawing a line in the sand, obviously as referenced by the title, and that part doesn't deliver as much as a different part of it, I would say. But I think it's really heating up, and we're halfway through the whole season. We're halfway through,
and I feel like last episode is when things really started to get cooking.
Yeah, I agree, and we are seeing Ariana and Tom interact, which is infuriating, but is important and is fun to watch because Ariana is in rare form. She's funnier and more interesting than she has ever been as a fucking heated, scorned in every way possible character on the show. And she's doing great, which everyone mentions in the show. But again, it gets complicated. So we're here. We're on the beach. We're in Venice. We're in Marina del Rey. At least the West Side B-roll. At least they're keeping it.
They're not showing Los Feliz.
Yeah, it's
then,
like Toluca Lake, Long Beach, Hollywood. It's like, okay, we're here. Sheena's with Summer Moon. And she's playing with Play-Doh, not mud, which is what they play with in New Zealand, according to.
Wait, I mean, I was like, you're not that old. And people always want to like romanticize, it was the 1940s. I was like. You mean in in 1995, you were playing in mud?
Well, he's doing that with New Zealand a lot. Yeah. He's like, in New Zealand, I was in love with a milk farmer. Yeah. It's like, no, you have like TV in New Zealand.
And you were making, their movies were being made.
Yeah,
there.
Like Lord of the Rings were your neighbors, I think. Yeah. I don't fucking know. But he's like, I don't know, Play-Doh, what do you call it? It's like, she's like, you don't know Play-Doh? And he's like, I know mud.
Yeah.
I know mud. Great. At Schwartz's, he's juicing with Joe, and she's surprisingly not in a trucker hat. She's in a bucket hat, so we're getting closer to some kind of normalcy. It is weird. Sheena is right that she is she's a stylist, and she's literally, I've never seen her bare head. It's like, you're a stylist, you're on the show that has fucking millions of viewers, and you don't want to showcase your own hair? Fucking Joe, keep coming. I mean, Joe should have her own show.
I think the show needs more Joe.
Show needs more Joe. Let's get her on this podcast. Would she do it? I have no idea. Where is she? Is she okay? Probably not. We'll find out. Katie, Lala, and Allie are working out in a Valley Park with Jenna, Lala's friend. Katie also really shines in this episode. She's like, I don't want to fucking work out. I want to drink wine. She's like, I don't care. Katie's whole episode, the whole vibe of this episode is like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Where's my wine?
Yeah.
Where's mama's wine? You know?
She's not checked out, but I think she's like just serving realness.
She's like, I'm serving realness.
Yeah.
I'm serving realness.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like kind of vocal fry.
Like, Allie's like, I like this. Yeah. And she's like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I like wine. Have you heard of wine?
It's wine o'clock somewhere, and it's now.
Exactly. Okay, Lala talks about her wine tasting, and she said she invited everyone, including, of course, Sandoval. Why? Because she's working, and she is trying to keep her job on the show. Speaking of which, at Sandoval's, Anne comes in with a little, like, H&M suit to the interview. It's just also, like, very weird that she... I mean, I think it's like a joke that she dressed up to this thing and they're like joking and whatever. And she like furtively goes up to Tom's workout. They're tiny. They're a cubby hole of a workout.
They're
first
always
of all,
going there.
It's a closet
yeah.
with a fucking Peloton in it. Like it's not. Yeah. And it's got like weird red lights and someone's always in there. It must smell like fucking shit in there. Like Tom Sandoval also rumored to smell bad, which we talk about a little bit on the podcast too. But the fact that there's a concentrated room, an area where he sweats probably every day. Disgusting. She's like, hey, I'm here. You need anything? And he's like, no. He like doesn't even engage with her. And then she goes down and talks to Ariana. And she's like, so you get in around 11 and hang out all day? And this is where Ariana and I differ. I was like, this is what you think that Anne does? Comes in at 11, which is cool, and hangs out? No. Like, and Ariana's like, good for you for getting to hang out with Maya all day. Like, Anne is putting something on, Ariana is putting something on Anne. Like, she's, like, getting away with, like, having a paid job that she doesn't have to do anything. I was like, I'm sure Anne has seen despicable things, just horrible things.
Well, it's the guy that you find is the worst, is Satan incarnate. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's really cool. You're employed by this person. I was in a relationship with him. You're employed by him. It must be great for you.
Yeah, it must be easy for you to hang out with these pets. I was like, first of all, this pet almost died. As we learn this up, like this is not like a walk in the park. I bet even on a slow day, this is insane. This woman's been mediating your relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, where the fuck have you? I was just like, Ariana, you fucking lost the plot on this one. But then she says in her talking head that he basically like wears underwear for multiple days. And this is what I like. This is what I need.
When I go on, if I go on vacation, I bring up three pairs of underwear mm-hmm. for every day that I'm going to be
yeah,
there. I'll
no,
bring more. I won't even bring it. No, how many pairs of pants? One. How many pairs of underwear? 90.
Many. Yeah. No, it's true. That's the way you should do it. But not Tom. But Tom is lurking as they're doing their like weird like faux interview. Anne seems so excited to work for Ariana, which I'm sure would be a major upgrade. But Tom and his talking head is like, she took all my friends and now she wants an assistant. She wants my assistant. It's like, you don't get it. You're a fucking asshole. Yeah. And she is very angry at what you did.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. It is like you can't not like. I understand getting perturbed by it, mm-hmm. but the thing is, you've lost all your rights.
Yeah,
so that's the problem. It's like, yeah, for a normal person, sure, that would mm-hmm. be really messed up. But for you, you've mm-hmm. lost those. It's better for you to just concede.
Yeah, I got an idea. How about you go to one of your many hired friends that come to your horrible cursed parties and ask them if they want to pick up your fucking dirty laundry every day. How about that? I'm sure they'd say yes.
Would I be one of those people? Yeah, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's what you said?
I'll wear a uniform.
Yeah, exactly. Just fucking, I'll sit in that fucking disgusting workout room.
I will be the treadmill belt.
That's great. Just wearing it down.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm sure Billy Lee would do it.
Yeah.
God. I mean, anyway, he'll complain about anything. It doesn't really matter. So Ariana doesn't hire Anne, but she says, once I'm out of the house, then maybe we can work something out. And I'm like, when will that be? Like, when? When? When you're out of the house in about 3 years? Great. We'll all be fucking aging out of this show anyway. Meanwhile, at Sheena's, Sheena talks about tracking the locations. Schwartz is over there, too. He brings another fucking plant. How many plants do you have? Like, you're... enough with the plants. We're at capacity for plants. But Sheena says that Brock is not supposed to say anything about the location tracker. He does. So we're seeing both sides then, and Ariana goes to Katie's, and they talk about it. Sheena and Schwartz and Brock talk about it, this whole thing, which, as we know from last episode, was Katie went home with Max Boyens from season 8, I believe.
Yeah.
Tom, ex-TomTom manager. I don't think he still is. And he is, quote unquote, Schwartz's best friend. Sure, whatever. For the
it's close of the show. Friend, it's best friend, it's friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think these terms are interchangeable. And mm-hmm. do they have any weight? I don't know.
Yeah. The only reason we know this is because Sheena was tracking Katie's location, which, again, classic Vanderpump. More of this, please. And she told Brock that this is what happened. Brock told Ariana, maybe? I forget who Brock told. Anyway, it got out and now it's out, and now Schwartz is pissed because it's his best friend, but Katie's like, hey, I can do whatever I want because you had your past. You fucked this up because we were not supposed to, you know, fraternize with each other's friends by having the worst kiss with Raquel.
I will say that the Max to Tom is a lot different than Katie to Raquel. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I you know, the thing is that I took – for more, it's kind of like it's all the stuff, dude, we know that you did, cumulative.
And you literally call it out later in this episode. You're a cheater.
Yeah,
you're
gross. I mean, you've really you got karma. But I don't think him kissing Raquel, if that's the sole reason, I would say that that's unfair. If that's the
– for Katie to be upset.
To go to bang one of his friends.
I mean, she doesn't – I think – she's resentful, yes. And I think, but I also think it's like such a fucking direct. And also, listen, if you're gonna fucking piss Katie off, you might as well do it with someone that's not like one tepid kiss with Raquel.
I know.
Might as well be in a fucking orgy of like fucking sir people. Like, yeah. I don't know, fuck Ariana. You know, like do something so big where she's gonna be pissed for good reason, but like you're like, oh, I broke this for like a good reason, not like a fucking weird like ploy to create some kind of love triangle that you're like covering up your best friend actually having sex with this person. It's so Schwartz.
I think the thing is,
so
I don't think
Schwartz.
He really cares. I mean,
he's
I
sexless, right?
Everyone
Schwartz doesn't fuck.
I think everyone cares more, is more hurt by what if they're hurt than he is.
Yeah.
He talks about it as if, and this is my, you know, community college psychology, is that he seems he's like looking at, it's like having an outer body experience with it where he's looking at it happening to someone else and he's that someone else. He just doesn't seem, but maybe that's just the way it is on camera. I don't know. That's just the vibe I get, that he really truly doesn't, or he's just so sociopathic in his relationships that he's just like, I don't care.
Well, I mean, they are really like, they give such a friend, brother, sister vibe. Yeah. We get this a little bit later too. But obviously Katie's fucking pissed. She says like deadpan to the camera in her talking head, it's not like we had an agreement, right? She's like stone cold, which is like my favorite Katie.
Yeah.
She's looking fucking great. She's fucking pissed off and she's fucking here to fuck Max. I don't care. Yeah. You know? So they get it. Everyone simultaneously gets a text about the water tasting. No one's really excited, especially Ariana, who thinks that Lala's going out of her way to understand Tom, which is true for the cameras. Of course, Ariana is going to go. At James and Allie's house, they're gearing up for this water sun. They're very nervous about having this foreign man in their house. His name is Martin, and James says, quote, I've definitely seen this guy on the news talking about water before. Okay. He's got cred, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're kind of like hiding in the house. They're like, what's going on out there?
I would be all up that dude's face going, what is happening here? Like, what is the deal with
Tell
this?
Me about the water.
Yeah.
You know, and they do later. But then Lala eventually gets over there and she's like, and they're like, you're water man. They do not know how to interact with this man. I don't know why. I'm not sure why they're so like,
he does have a weird
out.
Little shirt on, though.
He's weird overall, but they should be used to weird. They should be embracing weird. Martin should be like a part of the cast now.
If it was somebody normal, you'd be like, what is that? What is that? Why is that person so well adjusted? What's happening?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. James isn't like that. No one likes the water. No one is into the water thing. They're all like have substance abuse issues or like weird relationships with substances. So they're all like water. But Lala declares proudly that she has been sober for 5 years, which is great. It's great. But like, this episode, it's her whole personality. In fact, her whole storyline is sobriety, which is not where we want our Lala to be, which is like very hard to hear over and over. It's like, very proud of you. Amazing. Like, we get it. But like,
it is great. It's great.
It is great. But also,
it's not. You don't need to be reminded, because then it becomes more about not the sobriety. It's just like what you're benefiting from saying you're sober. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, totally. It becomes like a market.
There's a tipping point.
Ploy. Yeah. And also like personally, we've talked about this before when we talked a little bit about suicide on Vanderpump. It's like this context is not a good place to adequately explore and address these issues. Mm-hmm. It's really, it does not do right by these incredibly serious things. And so it's always, you know, hard to hear about it because they never, again, they get the seriousness and exploration that they are due. Anyway, I will say that Sheena fucking waltzes in with a pink lemonade Smirnoff to mix with the sparkling water. And this is also like kind of degrading about the sobriety thing where it's like, she's like, I'm sober and I'm so proud of it. And she's like, but everyone else can drink and everyone should bring their Smirnoff to mix with this $1,000 bottle of water, I guess. It's like, it degrades it. You know, it's again, not the place to talk about these things, in my humble opinion. Everyone talks about Schwartz's sweater. Everyone's like, he's in a sweater. He's wearing a sweater, everyone. Everyone, he's out of a dirty T-shirt. There's no plants in his arms. There's just a sweater.
Like, from the movie Elf a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, it's fine, I guess. It's just like, it is the Valley on like a Saturday afternoon or probably a Tuesday afternoon. So I'm like, all right, you wore your
sweater. Wasn't there previous seasons where he had like a wardrobe person come to his house with like a rack of clothing?
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Nothing happened to that. Those were all like also like Havana shirts that he like put on once and then promptly threw away or gave to Joe, who wears it with her trucker hats, probably. Dana Callan is back in the house. We see her, not for long, but she's there. Katie and Brock hug. She discusses in her talking head that maybe this is payback for her talking about his private life. And then he's kind of outed that she hooked up with Max. Sure.
Still both. Mm-hmm. I mean, one is way worse than the
other. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think she's just trying to like,
that
whatever.
Is cool. It's a good, smooth, it's good.
Yeah. Listen, Katie is.
Good faith.
She's fair. She's stern, but fair, I'll say. Martin begins the water tasting. Thank you, everything. And then Lala has this weird affectation that I think our good friend Ronnie Karam talks about on Watch What Crappens when he does an impression of her, where she goes, thank you all for coming. She's always like, thank you all for coming. She puts like a K at the end of her thing. This is incredibly pronounced in this moment. She talks about, again, how she loves water. We get a fucking flash, like a multi-scene flashback about how much she loves water. Vanderpump producers, come on.
Yeah, work with us.
Oh, Jesus. Tom is in his fucking aloe hat. Talk about not working with us.
I'm wearing my aloe pants right now, and I'm getting another pair of aloe pants en route.
Wow.
I have a connection.
Okay. You've gone to the dark side.
I don't have the money to actually pay for them.
No,
for real.
But like the stained white. Oh, God.
Is he getting a D? Must be getting some kind of deal.
He must be. But also, like, you're wearing, I don't know, fucking. We've seen it in literally the last 17 scenes of you. Wear a different hat.
They're like, Tom, you just got to wear this owl hat like, 175 times.
Exactly. That's all. And we will make sure that you're not well compensated.
Yeah.
I was like, just swap it with one of Joe's hats.
Yeah.
Like, come on. We can get some more hats in this.
You know
rotation.
We need? Not a water guy. We need a hat guy.
We need a hat guy. We need a
Are we a too Martin. Late?
Yeah, we are too late. Far too late. Martin, though, comes out swinging with his water spiel. He says things like, quote, this might be dinosaur piss, and he's the Harry Potter of water. This is not instilling a lot of, like, trust that he's good at his job for me. And he doesn't go on to explain any of these things to any extent, but it does weird out the group.
Yeah. I was kind of looking for some, like, solid
like,
info,
what?
And I wasn't
like,
getting it.
What's your credential? Like, what is... He's like, it's like, dinosaur piss. He's German. He's, like, very German. It's like... I know you're saying this, like, be funny, but, like, what is there any, like, what the history talks a little bit about, like, two conjoining springs, but I'm just like, I don't fucking know what's going on here. So the first water they taste, he says, it's water, but it turns to milk.
Yeah.
Like, what? What? So he shakes the water, which just basically means it gets cloudy. And then he goes on to say that he did the same thing for Playboy Radio, and he asked the Playmates what the water tasted like, and he said... They said it tasted like bleep. He did his own bleep. Martin did his own bleep. Also, are Playboy Playmates the only people in the world who know what cum tastes like? Us Playmates, who are experts in the field, to let me know this water tastes like cum. Then they go to the only cuvée water on the planet, which goes for $1,000 a bottle. It's the only one in America. My thought is... How much does this water tasting cost?
Yeah, if that's that, how much is this?
Like, Jesus, these people get the one bottle of water in the United States is this rare? Like, you know that Sheena wants to mix this with Smirnoff later, right? Like, what? Okay. I need to get, like, a good valuation of this experience. Katie is bored by this whole thing. She fucking is so funny. I love it. And then after the tasting, immediately she goes to get wine. Brock asks about tea. Tom's like, we're just chilling, whatever. The doorbell rings. It's pizza. Sandoval is like... Sandoval says something very funny when the doorbell rings because they're still out in the backyard. He says, wow, you can hear the doorbell from far, man.
That's where we're at with the show.
Cool. Yeah. Cool observation, Tom. The pizza comes. Ariana's eye rolling because Sandoval's doing everything to make sure they have everything they need for their pizza. It's a pizza emergency. He's like, oh, the ranch? I'll go out. I'll run and get the ranch. Brock and Sandoval and James are eating pizza and shooting hoops outdoors later. Sandoval's talking about how Ariana talked to T. He thought it was really tacky. And it's like, you fucking asshole. You brought this girl, this 25-year-old, around Sir when you knew your ex was going to be there. Who's the tacky one? Brock's like, you need to have a conversation. I don't know why I sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger there. And Tom's like, I love how people put that on me. Inside, Ariana's talking about the whole Anne thing. And this is where we find out that we don't find out any other place that Anne was fired after this. Right?
Yeah.
Is that how we interpret
this? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how. But I also, I'm like, I kind of would, wouldn't you not expect
yeah. there be.
What I would hope is he's like, listen, yes, normally I would, I, everything inside me wants to retaliate. But maybe I, in a true apology tour mm-hmm. or a true PR effort, maybe I'll just be cool about it.
No.
Nope. That's no. what I, that's what I kind of was. If it was a normal circumstance, like if we're talking about like in the normal world, I mean, it would be, yeah, I would be like, kind of like, hey, what are you yeah, like poaching weird. My person? Yeah. That's kind of messed up. I feel like you don't, you know, maybe you're just not set. But in this circumstance, take yeah. any opportunity to be cool, man.
Yeah, no, he won't. And he won't. And, but also it is weird that in no talking head, does anyone say Anne was fired? We talked so much about Anne this season.
Yeah.
But we don't learn that. She was fired. We know that she was crying.
Maybe things will play out. Yeah, maybe things will play out. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, we could ask her. I would have asked her if I saw her. Oh, I was just there a few days ago. This the episode just came out, so I didn't get to ask her. And you know, I didn't want to spoil anything for myself.
Yeah, not that she could have said that much, you know.
Yeah,
but I think we could talk about since the episode already aired that maybe like what happened in this moment.
I would have been off the record because we asked a lot of off the record things.
We did. And you're right. I think someone might unpack this later, but it's weird that she, I think, gets fired because she leaves crying. He sends her home, so I don't know, fired. So now the question becomes: what's going to happen? Who's going to mediate between the two? Very funny thing: Katie is still outside. To get more water, I guess, after her wine, and Hippie kind of jumps all over her, and she goes, what's this dog's name again? Hippie?
Is that similar to the way I look when I come over to your place?
Yeah, you're like, Jesus, my dog is like a fucking feral pig.
Very cute.
Very cute, but a lot of energy. And it's
a lot of energy.
It's just like, yeah.
And all my body parts are sensitive.
Yeah. And she like jumps, she's like all over Jason. She's like, she fucking like, she's like, right, she just like goes right for it. Yeah, she
goes
really,
right for it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so in this moment you felt with Katie a deep kinship.
Yes.
Her and Schwartz talk and he goes, you dirty dog.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply, yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast. And you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Ugh, Max. I was like, you fucked. You were married. This is not like your bro. Like, but again, that makes sense because Schwartz is like that.
I feel like he's having an out. He's talking as if he's talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, he's a third person in it. I really don't. I think he's disassociated or just doesn't care.
Yeah, and probably both. Both. Katie says she has this fuck it mentality. He didn't respect me, so why did I even give it a thought? And again, I love
she's
this.
Right.
Fuck. Uh-huh. Please keep fucking. And why didn't we see more of this? Why is this not like on tape? Why isn't you and maybe just Max didn't want to be on camera? I could see that happening, but I'm just like, let's see this shit. Katie is vicious, which is great. She's holding Schwartz to this don't fuck my friends rule. And again, it's a pity that he broke it on like the fucking worst hookup in Vanderpump history with like one kiss at Sheena's wedding, like whatever. Katie gets fired up when she says that Schwartz is kind of like treating her concerns flimsily. And Schwartz is like, are we friends? And at this point, Katie's too fired up to be friends. And he's like, Baba, let's go to dinner. And she's like, I don't want to get dinner. And he's like, let's go to dinner. And she says, I don't want to. I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, he really is like, I think he's disconnected. He thinks it's like, it's memento. He's like, are you a new person?
Yeah. And he goes, oh, that's fine. It's like, just fucking relents. Inside, Ariana is explaining how Sandoval attempted to murder her dog and he's eavesdropping. And this is actually like interesting to hear who you think is at fault in this. Any lawyers come through and tell us who you think is at fault? Lawyers are just humans, I guess, people with pulses. Because, okay, the thing was, Ariana closed her door to her bedroom, which the dog is not allowed to, because the dog gets into 500 Pepto-Bismols. The dog gets into everything. She closed her door with some, there was some trash inside, some pad, like whatever, like skewers. There were a bunch of neatly stacked skewers and some fucking Thai food drunken trash in there. Tom Sandoval needed to go in there for whatever reason. And later he says he almost blames it on Anne. He's like, me or Anne. I'm like, fuck you. It was you. He goes in there for some reason, but he traps the dog in there too for hours. And the dog eats the skewers. And then Ariana has to take the dog to the vet and pay $6,000 to get the skewers and trash removed from the dog.
Okay, so this is a huge... I was watching it with my wife, Michelle. Mm-hmm. The one who got me hooked way back. Mm-hmm. Who's at fault? If I have to pick somebody, it's Tom, right? Yeah. Ultimately, it is his fault, Your Honor, and if it pleases the court. For one thing is, even if they were getting along, the thing is I don't know if he was home and this happened, but if he left the house and didn't check to see where your animal is before you leave, which is something I do, granted, I don't have a huge my mansion isn't that big, I'm going to be honest. I don't leave without eyeballing to see where my pets are before I leave. So as an animal, so I don't know what that situation is, but also if these things happen, I mean, I don't know. It seems like you have I don't know what the relationship is with the dog and him. If I was an owner and I was like, this guy doesn't really have a great relationship with my animal, I would be ultra concerned. Like I would be more concerned because you care more than he does. Also, I guess you can leave gross food in your room, which is really weird.
Also,
and
like,
gross.
How drunk are – like, that feels very, like, college. It's like you're leaving, like chicken skewers by your bed, which is your prerogative.
You could do – yeah.
But you also have a dog in a home, and Lala makes a good point where it's like you don't feel safe with this person, and your two animals that he also kind of considers his two animals are, like, in this house. And also, as someone with a hyperactive dog, you – like, you know where the dog – is like you kind of know because they're like making themselves known a lot,
right? The animal owner and I know there's a lot of nuance and stuff like that, and there's a lot of details maybe being left out, and it is his, you know, I'm not saying it's her fault, but I do think as an animal owner, and you got to consider your environment. Right and wrong doesn't matter when the animal is in jeopardy. People, you know, I look at, you know, in the Vanderpump Reddit, and some people are like, well, you know, she doesn't feel like, you know, going to the kitchen and, I don't know, putting things in the refrigerator. She doesn't feel like she can move freely around the house. And it's like, I mean, I don't know. You got to be able to not just have garbage piling up in your room.
Also, your animals can't be in the one safe space that you love because they will eat things. They'll get into things. So, like, you got to move out. Just like, this is where, like, the tipping point of, like, you need to fucking move out comes into play, where it's like, Ariana, I love her. I think she is super innocent.
And there's things that we don't know. There's things in play. But is it possible, and this is me being conspiratorial or not at all, is them not moving or her not moving out part of the content?
Yeah.
Is that part of the show? Is that what you're getting paid for a little bit? Because if you're like, I'm going to move out tomorrow, and it's like, well, then we have less to talk about because we don't have that. There's not a lot of plot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
there'd been nothing to talk about for those first 6-7 episodes if she moved out immediately.
I mean, why couldn't Katie have fucked Max earlier, you know? You know, I can't see another baby. I can't see another baby. I can't see another baby playing with a thing. You know, I don't care.
We want to see adult babies playing with alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we need. That's what we need. So then Sandoval digs into Ariana because they're now back like eating pizza, which I'm like, you guys don't eat pizza.
When I was watching Michelle, I was like, who's actually eating pizza? And my wife, we were kind of breaking out. She's like, I think if I had to guess, maybe some of them are eating a little bit of pizza. Like it's nibbling. Like, because it really looked like, I was like, you really just take those little tiny little nibbles?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it might be, is it performative to eat pizza? Which again, that's my culture you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I inhale it.
Yeah.
Immediately. And part of the box.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You need that ranch.
Oh, I don't know. I don't do ranch.
Oh, you don't do ranch. Hot sauce. Right. Yeah. I know that. Yeah.
I don't like ranch.
You need your condiment of choice, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't get it, it's like, what's the problem? So they're like digging into each other. He's like, you'd never clean out the cat litter. And she's like, and then we see, of course, this is the editor's like doing him dirty, where it's like we see her a week before cleaning the cat litter. So it's like,
yeah. And you know, listen, it's possible that one person's lax and the other person's not lax. Yeah. Not everyone's a perfect pet owner. But also, yeah, it's like why?
Yeah, because he's a fucking narcissist.
He's bad at saying things that are going to make him look bad. He's bad PR.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So Ariana's getting pissed for good reason. Like, it's kind of escalating. Tom's like, answer the email. And Ariana says, my lawyer is dealing with you. And we see that clip a bunch too. Sandoval, he's getting his asshole ripped up by her because she's pissed and she's smarter than he is and she has more reason and more ammunition,
and she hasn't been not, you know, if she's was doing this since episode one, we might tire of it, but she really hasn't. It's been pretty,
I know,
she's earned it.
Good.
She's earned it on top of already earning it.
Yeah, I was really into this. And she ends it with, get the fuck away from me, get the fuck away from me, and don't look me in the fucking eye, you piece of shit. And then he goes outside and says to himself, don't look at me in the eye.
He realized, you probably saw the camera guys and the camera people were it's like, and nice. He's like, yeah.
Nice.
He's like, you know what's about that thing.
Yeah.
You'll be quiet.
So he storms out. Schwartz and Katie are like ending their like little exchange.
Which was very pleasant.
Yeah. Well, they were like, he was like, she was like, you got to up your fashion game. And he's like, what are you wearing? And
yeah, we're all that
like,
was fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Fair. I was like, good. I mean, listen, I love Katie's fashion. And admittedly, what Katie wore is something that I would wear and then look back on it a couple months later and be like, oh boy, why did I do that? Why did I wear a giant shirt, you know?
Yeah. Ironic shirt too,
right? I know. And then, so he leaves. And so Katie and Schwartz are like kind of standing there and be like, oh. And then Katie quietly says, I won't fuck any more of your friends.
I felt like they had a really good talk. I don't know. Like, I felt like that was, they have a really good chemistry in that respect.
Yeah, I think, and also like it humbled them to be like, okay, there's other shit going on, we can just like wrap this up, you know. They want to wrap it up. They don't care that they don't care like Ariana and Tom care, obviously. So Ariana's explaining how she spent $6,000, and Lala's talking at is great because she's like, that's disgusting garbage. Like, didn't you do a garbage bag commercial? Like, it's very funny to be like, yeah, because it is gross, but like, that's why we watch the show, you know? And Lala has to lay into Ariana because part of her storyline is like getting closer to Sandoval and like forgiveness or whatever. And of course, like taking Ariana down a notch.
Well, she'd rather be the shadow of Tom than be in Ariana's shadow. Yeah. So she has to pick one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Schwartz is still outside talking to Sandoval on the phone. He's explaining how he had to do some shit in Ariana's room and didn't close the door all the way, or Anne didn't. I don't know. It's like, don't bring Anne into this. You did this, right? And then the flashback of the 500 laxative pills. It's like, first of all, you got 500 laxative pills?
Yeah. Also, does that work? Just asking for a friend.
Just for a friend. And Sandoval's like, you see the rage that comes out of her? It's just like, fucking, and Ariana's like, I'm gonna set fire to his fucking ass inside. It's great. Schwartz comes in. How's the pizza? Ariana's like, get the fuck out. And he's like, okay.
You gotta give him credit. He's good PR for himself. Not great.
No, but compared to some of these other people, he's great. I mean, he has some self-awareness, obviously, that Sandoval does not, like, lacks in spades. So he's like, huh. The next day, Sheena and Brock are trying to find a babysitter. I don't fucking care. And they talk about how Ariana has to get over fucking Sandoval being around. It's like, yeah, kind of, but like, this is also like a couple months later.
That's what I think it's, and it's, it's not fair to them because it is only a couple of months, and mm-hmm. contextually it's a lot different. But it's also, you have to understand how we as a culture have been inundated with this. So our time is present time,
yeah.
and their time is different. So I think it's fair to understand like people's reactions either way.
Yeah. Well, I also think, you know, yeah, if they were reacting that way in present time, I'd be like, yeah, maybe it's time to move on. But they're reacting not in present time, and it's Ariana is totally legitimate in the way that she's acting, and Brock is too stupid. And so Sheena has to explain to Brock that sometimes he gets heated for no reason. And he's like, huh, okay, but still. It's like, explain to Brock how trauma works.
You know what he brings up a lot, which is interesting? He's like, we have to figure out a way for all of us to get along. And I was like, number one, do you? Mm-hmm. And also it's like, I didn't realize how – somebody, again, on the Vanderpump Reddit, it's like, stop trying to make – Brock work.
Yeah.
You know? No. And they, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of like, it's almost a little bit, if I walk in, he's like, guys, we got to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And they're like, who are you? Who's who? Who's who? Who
yeah.
is that who?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a who's who.
Sheena. Well, Nick Viall on his podcast, or someone called Brock the like payroll boyfriend, you know, where it's like, it works till it won't work, you yeah. know, and we'll
and
figure
out. Listen, I don't mind him. And he says sometimes things that are kind of make complete and total sense. Yeah. I think he speaks as almost as the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But did we get to where he talks about his gyms?
Yeah, or we're on our way.
We're on our way, okay.
Yeah, Sheena says in her tongue ahead, this is the best thing that ever happened to Ariana. She says how she has to kind of get over her anger, and she can't talk about Sandoval with her because she's afraid that Ariana will shut her out, which is, excuse me, legitimate, but also like both things can be true. You can be extremely hurt and doing great, like fiscally, career-wise.
I mean, you can get in a really bad car accident and get a huge payout. You yeah, still got in the car accident.
Exactly. No, totally. Like you can, you know, there's a lot of things that can exist together, and I don't know why we have to...
It has to be one or the other.
Understand that yeah. because they're all fucking jealous. That's why.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we go to Tom and Ariana's with another boring scene about Ariana appraising the furniture, the penis flute, whatever. I don't care about the penis flute. I'm so over. We've never talked about the penis flute.
We talk about the penis flute in episode with Anne.
Yeah, we do.
If you want,
well, she brought it up, and again,
she brought it up.
Her perspective is different than me seeing it
yes.
over and over.
No,
again.
No, you're right. I'm just saying, promoting another episode. Like if you want to hear about the penis yeah. flute episode, mm-hmm. go listen to the episode with Anne.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Agreed. So then, she talks about sending an email to Tom. I was like, why are we talking about emails? Can we stop talking about emails? Emails?
It's like another email scandal.
Fuck you. Anyway, then we're at the beach. James and Brock are setting up a tent. James says what we're all thinking, the fucking journey from Los Angeles to the beach, why we do it, why we don't do it for the most part. And then how last time at the beach, James threw a drink in Schwartz's face. A lot of that coming up.
I mean, Burbank to the beach to Malibu is a nightmare. God. He knows now.
He does know.
He's speaking when I hear somebody's like, oh, yeah, let's go to Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. Let's go to you up to PCH. And I'm like, oh.
I know. I'd rather go to Santa Barbara
yeah.
or San Diego.
Yeah.
It's an easier drive to go 2 hours away than to go to a local beach, whatever. James draws a line in the sand, but not before Ariana says that Sandoval is coming. She knows this because he put his stripy crochet thing in the dryer. And it's like, you get out of each other's spaces. Jesus Christ. Like, it's fucking... Oh, it's just like, oh my God. Like, I think my own trauma around like cohabitating with exes is coming up from like hearing her talk about it. I loved Ariana's sunglasses. I looked them up at like $300. I'm like, she's doing great. She's doing great. She's
pretty good though for sunglasses.
Oh, great. I mean,
yeah, that's fair.
Really? I am
Ray-Bans. Ray-Bans are like $300.
Oh, maybe, God. Maybe I'm just a cheap
What year do you think it is?
1970.
Yeah.
Schwartz got Sheena a present, a Capri Sun, which I, again, like the pizza. I'm like, bitch, you're not drinking this.
Yeah.
Capri Sun?
It's being, like I said, like, irony. Like, I'm so random.
I know. So they're like awkwardly sitting on this like line in the sand. Sandoval talks about going to a singles event, and Schwartz says he signed up. And he asks Katie if she wants to come. Of course he does.
Again, what year is it again, though? What people do that?
Yeah. Oh. My brother just did one.
Oh, he did?
Week. Yeah.
Was it Jewish based?
No, it was not Jewish based. It was,
what?
A secular singles event downtown at
Whoa.
A wine bar. I know. They still exist. They still happen. People go to them.
Seems like a grift. Well, it is a grift. I mean, somebody's but it's not doesn't mean it's bad. Somebody's making money on
the probability that you're going to meet someone at a singles event with like 20 people is probably like pretty low. But I would say in my single days, I would have absolutely done it. In fact, I hosted a bunch of speed dating things like way back when, like back in like 2005.
That is a very 2000. That's when sunglasses were $300.
Yes, exactly. So they talk about like Katie fucking Max, and Schwartz is like, ironically, I thought it brought us closer together. And Katie's like, no, what? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He doesn't
fucking. But also, I was like, do you just? I think you just want to like watch Katie fuck people. I think you kind of get turned on by the idea of like Katie fucking around. It's just a little cuck energy, I think.
I'll watch. I mean, I'm not involved, but I'll watch.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my God. I front row seats.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll do that and I'll be the human treadmill on Sandoval's.
Yeah, exactly. Do you need furniture?
Yeah, I'll be.
We're available.
Yeah.
You know? So again, I just thought this was very like fucking weird. And then Schwartz says, oh, statistically, I was pretty faithful to you. And it's like, fuck, shut.
Considering when the Earth's been around, yeah, I spent more time not cheating. You know what I mean? Compared to
totally. It's just like, ah. They talk about the Sheena and Schwartz kiss, which you learned about last episode. And then Sheena says, all of you have made a pass at me at some point. And then she says, even you, Tom Sandoval. And I was like, where's this story? When do we see this part of it?
Yeah.
I want to learn about that. And Sandoval goes, Sheena, you were flirting with me. And Brock says, is that what you said to Raquel? Like, is that how this whole thing started? And then things get touchy because, of course, Brock fucking brought Raquel into this. Ariana's literally 2 feet away being like, what the fuck is happening? She does not want to have this conversation. I don't blame her. They start to bicker. Ariana looks so great and she's so pissed off for such good reason. And Sandoval's just like fucking being an absolute piece of shit. And Schwartz goes, whoa, they talk about the pets. You're both great dog and cat parents. Ariana's like, no, they're my cat and dog, which I am sure. I mean, I can't imagine Sandoval cared for anything.
If he wasn't at the vet with her, then he's not.
Unless he
was in his hospital himself.
No.
If you didn't go to, then you don't care.
No, exactly. And Ariana says in her talking head, she's like, I'm the only one who takes care of these animals. My cat, my dog suck my dick. And I love her talking heads.
Yeah.
Because before her talking heads were like a little bit like moody, but like, like a little sarcastic. And now she's fucking pissed. Like, yeah. I love seeing this. It's great. So then the worst and best part of this episode comes right now with Tom's talking head. And he says, I had an idea that we were going to be even more civil than Tom and Katie. I was delusional. I was like, yeah.
How would you think that after the way you're acting like they were married and then they just fizzled out, sort of, right?
They just got to hate each other more than they stopped having sex a while ago and like, you know?
They kind of ended the way a lot of things do. Yours did not, the way nobody does.
No.
In public.
Yeah, comparing your relationship to their relationship is like, what fucking planet are you on? And, oh, God. Lala comes to the thing late. She misses all this. And Ariana's like, why do you put me in this situation? It's like, well, that's kind of your job to be in this situation. But also, everyone wants her to release her anger and et cetera. And she says something interesting, actually, as the episode kind of like rolls to a close. And she's like, he's a misogynist. He will only listen to men. I wish you guys would back me up when he's being an asshole because he won't listen to me. And then Brock does say he did leave.
Yeah.
Like, oh, something, I guess.
Yeah.
You're right. Lala's kind of in defense mode with Sandoval. And then Ariana's like, don't be his devil's advocate. The devil has enough advocates. He's the devil and you're being his advocate.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yes. And then Lala, again, to really close this out, she's like, you won. Look at his life. He lost. And that is true. But also, you shouldn't have to hang out with your ex-boyfriend.
No. Just because one's a winner and one's a loser doesn't mean like you have to be forced to.
Yeah. You don't have to act like anything just because you're doing better than your ex because he fucking blew up your life.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't. In a normal situation, as Lala knows, as everyone knows, you would not be hanging out with your ex-boyfriend who did this to you. But you're on the show. You do have to do this. Everyone's kind of playing ball. And Ariana's going to get mad. It's just, it is what it is. And everyone being like, you have to process your anger is just so, like, pandering and lame. Then this episode ends with a to be continued, which I'm like, didn't we already see it?
Well, and my thing is, like, isn't it every episode to be continued? Isn't that the nature of reality television?
Yeah.
It's not like, well, it ends here.
I know. I mean, but this particular fight is like kind of over. Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
But okay.
She's just yelling. Maybe the Capri Sun makes an appearance again. I don't.
Sure. I'm eager to see what's next on the beach.
Yeah. So what are we now? What's going to happen? What are we getting into next week? The glass is breaking again?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like what? We're still on the beach. They like make a change.
They go somewhere else. They make a.
Yeah.
Make
I actually didn't see the next on yet. But I also feel like we should maybe watch the after. The after show gives a lot of info, but I haven't been watching it. I should, but again, my rage really comes from watching the episode, and that's what you guys get.
Right, so hopefully, you know, one thing I wanted to bring up is Brock talks about the gyms he owned.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Brock talks about the gyms he owned, and then he's like, now Sheena is the primary breadwinner, but it's like, why do I feel like the gyms have nothing to do with it regardless?
No, well, didn't he like go bankrupt at some
point? I don't know. So I was like, so she's the primary, but I was like, that it's not like, oh, this happened, now she's that. I feel like that's something. Like, I worked at Blockbuster when I was 19. Now she's a primary breadwinner.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it read a little bit to me. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
What bread is being won by the gyms?
And also, oh, because he said it happened like during COVID. But yeah, how much like the up, you know what I mean? Like the cash you're making from that can't be super high in general because it costs so much to do.
Yeah.
But also it's like you could also win bread.
Yeah.
Like it's not like a matter – the government's like, well, you got to pick which one are you going to make money.
Exactly.
And he's like, I guess it's going to be you. I was like, you could do anything.
Yeah.
You could work.
Was he insinuating that he's taking care of the kid because he's not?
I think there's a little bit of that. He's kind of stayed home. But where is Sheena going? I mean, I know she's got probably brand deals and podcasts, but it's like – where is it that she's going that he's like, she's got to go out and earn the money? It was a scene that I was kind of like, what is that? Like, it sounded like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I guess it's just something that I wanted to.
Remember that app that they did a photo shoot for? He had a fitness app at one point that they
I don't know.
I was like, did COVID make apps go away?
I don't know. Well, let's dig into that. If you're listening, dig into that. Make sure to, I mean, you listen, you know who the primary breadwinners are on this podcast? Neither of us. So please just give it a rate, a review, share it. I don't know. And check out the episode of We Signed an NDA with Rebecca.
That's
some
right.
Deep cuts. And then I'll also be
Jason's
in a future.
Next.
We'll be, I don't know if it's going to be next. Don't know. Maybe they won't need a little bit of space between both of us.
Yeah. They don't want to be, they were like all up on that. They're like a little ghost towned Vanderpod closed out.
Yeah.
They need a break.
And as they should be, and as we should be.
Yeah.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.